A government proposal seeking direct popular election of the Czech president made it through the lower house of parliament on Tuesday, a significant success for an idea that lawmakers have dealt with 8 times already. Nevertheless, while the coalition and the opposition may have reached a rare consensus for the time being, any such change to the constitution remains fraught by the fact that each party envisions very different conditions for popular elections. And many pundits and political scientists see the popular issue as a non-starter. Professor Jiří Pehe of New York University, for one, tells me the prospect of direct presidential elections is science fiction. I asked him why.
I think that the proposal to change the constitution so that the president could be elected directly is a smokescreen, basically, from the beginning. I think that political parties realized after the last election of the president that it was really a very undignified spectacle, which irritated the public. And so they decided, basically all of them, that they should start discussing the direct election of the president. But at the same time, I think that none of the major parties really meant it seriously. And it's been clear in the last 4 years that this discussion will not produce constitutional amendments simply because the devil is in the detail. And so while all the parties agree in general that there should be direct election of the president, at the same time they have convenient excuses when it comes to the reasons why it is really not possible, why they cannot agree with the other parties.
So you feel like their hearts aren't really in it. What would be some evidence for that?
Well, I think that first, before the current government coalition submitted its own proposal, there had been a proposal of the Social Democratic Party in the parliament, and it was clear that the proposal by the Social Democratic Party wasn't overly ideological or offensive. It was something that the coalition could have worked with, but it decided to produce its own draft, and this draft differed from what the Social Democrats had proposed. So it was clear to someone like myself, who has followed Czech politics for a long time, that this is just a pretext for not approving this constitutional amendment, that political parties actually like this current system in which they can behind the scenes make all kinds of deals tied to the election of the president and then come up with their own candidate.
Well, a number of political scientists are against the idea of direct election or popular election of the president from the outset. Are you amongst them, and why?
Well, I'm of two minds. First, in general, I don't think there is any real need to introduce the direct election of the president in the Czech Republic, which is sort of a classical parliamentary democracy. And we can see what kinds of problems we have even now when the president is elected by the parliament. So in my opinion, it would be probably better not only to have a president elected by the parliament, but also a president with fewer powers and more clearly defined powers. On the other hand, if you look at the way in which the president was elected, not only in 2008, but also 2003, it was really a farce, because it was clear that Czech political parties, unfortunately, are unable to come up with some kind of compromise. They cannot, in a dignified manner, which this kind of election would deserve, come up with one or two candidates and then elect the president. And so we were witnessing really a farce in which Mr. Klaus was elected in 2003 after 9 attempts, and the last time it was after 3 attempts. There were all kinds of behind-the-scenes deals and so on. So I think that just to remove this kind of behavior, it would be better to have a direct election of the president, and I think that that would be probably the only reason to have the direct election at the current time.
Political scientist Jiří Pehe there on the idea of direct election of the Czech president. This is Radio Prague.